This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
One briefcase, one moment could change everything. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving you a chance to own your destiny in 2026. Play throughout the month of January, and on January 28th, One Club Serrano member will win the case, and with it, a finale spot in any 2026 promotion, plus $400,000. Which destiny will you choose? It's all happening at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
What's up? It's Draymond Green. I'm back for my 14th NBA season, and my podcast, The Draymond Green Show, is back too. This season, I'm breaking down games, reacting to the biggest NBA stories, and sitting down with teammates, rivals, and culture shapers. And trust me, I'm not holding back, on the court or on the mic. Two new episodes every week, new segments, big conversations, real basketball talk for the real hoop heads. Listen to and follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts. We're back. We're better. Let's get it.
Welcome in to Vern's post-game show.
Massey not stopping in second and slides into third with a two-run triple.
Here's Josh Vernier.
All right, good evening. The winning streak is no more. Royals drop game two in Philadelphia, 9-6. The final score. And you know what? I'm going to lay out. I'm going to give you the show because I would imagine many of you are ready to call up right now to celebrate Matt Cutrero getting thrown out of a game. You've been clamoring for it long enough. You waited since the end of April to see it. Q gets the ass tonight as Dairon Blanco is thrown out in a huge spot in the ninth inning. I don't know why Dairon was thrown out. I understand why Matt Cutrero was thrown out. But either way, I know you're ready to celebrate it. Phone lines are open for you, 913-586-7610. That's 913-586-7610. Yes, I know they lost. I know the winning streak is no more, but there's really not much from this 9-6 loss to be disappointed by. You know, the game, as far as the game is concerned, you want to break down the X's and O's? It comes down to that sixth inning from Angel Zerpa. He tries to make a sliding catch on a pop-up, a bunt pop-up right in front of home plate. Angel Zerpa charging in, tries to make the sliding catch. He's unable to do so. And look, he's 23, should be in the best shape of his life, no doubt. But he's still a pitcher. And, well, pitchers are A, always a little different. And B, it's very difficult to be a pitcher. So after he fails to make that sliding catch in front of home plate, he gets back up on the bump and throws Trey Turner a get-me-over fastball. You want my opinion? Angel Zerpa was a little out of breath. Could he used another 15 to 20 to maybe 30 seconds to collect himself? Instead, a get-me-over fastball to Trey Turner turns into a three-run home run, and the game was never the same. Philly takes the lead, and they don't look back. Phillies win 9-6. Again, phone lines are open, 913-586-7610. What do you want to do, crush Angel Zerpa? Lord knows I don't. I'd much prefer crushing the home plate umpire, but that is the song of a loser. I will mention his name, right? Home plate umpire Ben May. He's out there competing as well. He had a rough go tonight, throwing Dairon Blanco out of the game because Blanco disagrees with an awful strike three call. Man on first, one out. Michael Garcia on deck. Bobby Witt Jr. In the hole. Royals down by three with a man on and one out. Dairon Blanco earned that walk. It should be two on, one out with Mike Hell and Bobby Duwamp. The Royals had a chance to get right back in the game at the bottom of the ninth inning, but home plate umpire Ben May takes it away from him. That ball was down. I understand a full count, ninth inning. Craig Kimbrell on the mound. He's a future Hall of Famer. He's going to get the benefit of the doubt. I understand it all. You got to be hacking. I get it. It was a bad call. It was well below the knees of Dairon Blanco. It should have been ball four. So that's the game. The game came down to Angel Zerpa and Dairon Blanco there in the ninth inning. In my opinion, that's what the game came down to. But Matt Quatrero, after Dairon is tossed, which, in my opinion, it certainly seemed as if Blanco was tossed because the umpire was dissatisfied with Blanco having the final word. Somewhat of an upshow. And that's what it looked like Q was screaming about. You know, get over it. The guy struck out. It was a bad call. You screwed up the call. You don't need to throw him out as well. Don't act like he crossed the line. Now, umpshow here. Your pride got hurt. You wanted to be the big man. And Q went out there and let him have it. I loved it. I was happy to see it. But for those of you that have been clamoring for Matt Quatrero to get thrown out, oh my God, after every single loss in the month of July, Vern, this manager shows no fire. Let me ask you this. Is it as meaningful to that dugout, to that clubhouse, tonight, if he's doing it once a week like some of you wanted? I'm asking. Just because I disagree doesn't make me right, but I watch a lot of baseball, and Cincinnati Reds manager David Bell seems to be thrown out once a week. He's already set the franchise record. He's been thrown out 26 times in his career, 8 times this season. That's a franchise record. We've got 2 months left to go in the season. The Cincinnati Reds have been around since the 1800s, and David Bell's already broken the record of getting thumbed the most. He's a joke, in my opinion. He's got a good ball club, but it's a little bit too much, too often. I think you're going to lose the clubhouse if you keep acting like that, keep ranting and raving like that. It just fails to deliver the kind of jolt that most managers are looking for. I was happy to see it tonight from Q. How about you? 913-586-7610 is our phone number. Got to give Freddie Vermín some love. A pair of home runs. Mikel Garcia with just the prettiest swing you're ever going to see from a right-handed 23-year-old. I put that caveat in there because I understand that you've seen video of a 23-year-old Ted Williams. You've seen video of a 23-year-old Juan Soto. But from the right side, you're going to be hard-pressed to find many as fluid, as consistent, as well-rounded as Mikel Garcia. Phone lines are open, 913-586-7610, and I'm happy making this show tonight about Matt Quatrero. I had a lot to say about him earlier today on the On Deck show, just ran out of time. We can do that tonight. You know, if you want to give your grade as we now sit ready to play the final 50 games of the season. 50 games remain in this 2023 Royals season that has them right now on pace for 110 losses, 4 more than the franchise record. Q tonight does what so many of you have been asking him to do. Show some passion. Show me that you care. Get thrown out of a game. Now, that's not me. I don't fall in that category. Even though I'm not opposed to a manager getting thrown, I thought it was a perfect time tonight for Q. But I'm interested in what grade you would give the first-year manager 112 games into his tenure. Phone lines are open, 913-586-7610. Again, that's 913-586-7610. Royals lose in Philly, 9-6 the final score. Let's head out to Overland Park. Paxton, you're going to hit leadoff tonight. Go ahead.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I just want to say, I mean, this is the least irritated I've been about a loss. There was no shame in losing this game, in my opinion. That was a playoff atmosphere. It was like 42,000 out there is what it said when they were wrapping up the game. And when the second I saw Q get thrown out on the TV, I immediately thought of all the callers. They have got to be happy now. That was a long time coming. And sir, Freddie Vermín, he's got to be in there every day. He's too good to keep out. I'm ready for him to be full-time catching. Salvi can get his his catching here and there, because he has definitely earned that, obviously. But I'm ready for Freddie to be full-time. Thanks, Vern, again. Keep doing your stuff.
Yeah, the 28-year-old tonight with a pair of home runs for the season. Freddie's he has 154 plate appearances. So again, it's not the largest of sample sizes, but it's...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win, only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
It's Draymond Green, kicking off my 14th NBA season and the new season of my podcast. And trust me, I'm not holding back. Listen to the Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts.
154 plate appearances at the big league level. Guys hitting 308. An eye-popping OPS of 884. An 884 OPS from a catcher, ladies and gentlemen. Those guys go to the All-Star game. You put up numbers like that, you go to the All-Star game. Now you got to do it for more than 154 at-bats. But shoot, we could go back to Salvi's 2021 season when he smashed the franchise record, 48 home runs, led the American League in homers and in RBI. In that 2021 campaign, Salvi's OPS was 859. You kidding me? Freddie Fermin's OPS is 25 points higher this season than Salvi's was in that remarkable Silver Slugger season of 2021. Again, much, much smaller sample size. Salvi had an additional 500 plate appearances. But just to put it into context, the kind of offensive numbers that Freddie's put up, I'm not going to argue with you. Obviously, Salvi's not going to argue with you. Mike Sweeney telling the story of Salvi going into Q's office and acknowledging Freddie's got to play. And if that's me at DH, I'll play first base. Freddie's got to be in there. Gives us our best chance to win. So maybe tomorrow, maybe we see Freddie at DH because Salvi's going to be behind the dish day game after a night game. For as great as Freddie's been, it's also just an unbelievable reflection of the self-awareness and the leadership of Salvador Perez. To understand his responsibility to the team, to the franchise. A lot of guys with the trophy case of Salvador Perez would not showcase the self-awareness to go, hey, I'll move. I'll move to first base three, four times a week, DH me a few days. But yeah, we got to have Freddie in there. Not only are these guys exceptional competitors, but you got to have somewhat of an ego to hold yourself to that standard of being great, of being the greatest, one of the greatest at your position in your era. So yeah, Salvi has an ego. It's a good ego. You got to have an ego. Patrick Mahomes has an ego. To be great, I think you have to understand how talented you are and how much work you got to put in to maintain that excellence. So for him to swallow that pride and put his five gold gloves on the shelf and make that move to first base, it's been incredible to watch. And what a lesson being learned by the other young Royals in that clubhouse, right? Whenever they become that 33-year-old that's, you know, when Bobby isn't the best player on a team, whenever that happens, 10, 12 years from now, can he handle it as gracefully as Salvi has? Salvi giving those at-bats to Freddie Fermin, and also in a certain way, giving the clubhouse over to Bobby Witt Jr., acknowledging this is your team now. Yes, I wear the C for captain, but you're the best player on the team. We go as you go. Salvi tonight 0 for 3 with a walk. 913-586-7610 is our phone number. The winning streak is no more, but there's really nothing to hang your head about tonight. Royals fall 9-6. The rubber match comes your way tomorrow afternoon. Zach Greinke and Taijuan Walker. It's a 12:35 first pitch. I got the on-deck show beginning at 11:30. Big news elsewhere in the division, but I want to get back to your phone calls. 913-586-7610. Your thoughts on Matt Quatrero. What grade are you giving the first-year manager? And then, wow, big-time action happening in the American League Central. I think this might end up dominating the show. If you missed what happened in Chicago in Cleveland between Jose Ramirez and Tim Anderson, I'll have it for you after this quick timeout.
Burns Postgame Show on your home for Royals baseball, 610 Sports Radio, and the Odyssey app.
Or glue down. Duracell, engineered for more. Available in 2032, 2025, and 2016 sizes.
Hey, it's me, Ruthie, from Total Wine & More. You know how stores have been raising their prices lately? Well, lean into your speaker a little closer, because I've got a big secret to share. Total Wine is actually lowering our prices on hundreds of wines. I know, right? And even better, our new lower prices on hundreds of wines are here to stay. But listen, don't thank me. At Total Wine, we love helping our customers save big. With the lowest prices for over 30 years, you'll always find what you love and love what you find. Only at Total Wine & More. Drink responsibly. Be 21.
Welcome back to Vern's Postgame Show on your home for Royals baseball in Kansas City, 610 Sports Radio.
Sanchez delivers, and Fermin bashes it deep to left center. It's out of here! Into the third row over the left center field wall. Freddie Fermin has a solo shot, his seventh home run of the season. And the Royals are on the board in the top of the second. It's now 2-1. Great defense from behind home plate and a bat that has been on fire.
Freddie Fermin's leadoff blast in the second inning opened the scoring for the Royals, made it 2-1 Phils. Next time the Royals score, Freddie Fermin going deep once again. Yeah, home run there in the second inning, a 2-0 fastball up and over the plate. He cuts the deficit in half, and then two innings later, a 1-1 changeup left over the plate. But look, that's somewhat misleading. Changeup over the plate, but most right-handed batters to that changeup rip it foul down the left field line. Maybe miss it altogether. But Freddie Fermin put such a nice, easy swing on that changeup that he was able to knock it over the left field wall for his eighth home run. So the only Royal with multiple hits tonight is Freddie Fermin, and they're both home runs. Freddie, in his last two months of baseball for the 28-year-old Freddie Fermin, he's hitting .358, 23 starts, .358 batting average. 23 starts, 20 RBIs, and an OPS, oh my God, 969 for Freddie Fermin over the past 2 months. I mean, that's, wow. I already explained how impressed I was with his .884 OPS on the season, but last 2 months, near 1,000 OPS, impressive stuff, very impressive stuff. So Fermin drives in two of the Royals' six runs. Unfortunately, Philly scored nine and snapped this seven-game winning streak for your boys in blue. Phone lines are open, 913-586-7610. My game notes following this 9-6 loss are presented by Jay Southland Tow Service. Bobby Witt Jr. drove in a run as well tonight. Bobby now has 29 RBI in his last 30 games. Tyrone Blanco and Michael Garcia contributing with the other two RBIs. And the sixth run was scored as Michael Garcia trotted in on an errant throw from catcher JT Realmuto. Garcia tonight 1-for-5 with a pair of stolen bases and a run scored. Michael, his 30th game as the leadoff hitter this season. In those 30 games, he's hitting .294, 20 RBI, 7 stolen bases, and 15 runs scored. 913-586-7610. We'll go back to the Jay Southland Tow Service text line coming up in just a moment. But as promised, I want to get back to your phone calls. Let's head out to Philadelphia, and let's talk with T. You're on the postgame show. What's going on, man?
Hey, Vern. Went to the game tonight. Big Royals fan. And it was an awesome game, man. Very exciting. Atmosphere was awesome. Sold out crowd. But that ninth inning strike call, every pitch was called well during that at-bat. Philly fans were throwing a fit. And that ump caved to him with an absolute horrible call. It was the worst pitch of the at-bat, arguably. Mm-hmm. And he called it a strike. And that could, I mean, it might not have changed the game, but it could. Mikel coming up, Bobby coming up, heart of the lineup. Right. Yep. I mean, it seemed like that ump just caved to the fans. Because that was the worst pitch of the at-bat.
I agree. Look, I'm certainly not going to defend the home plate umpire, and I forgot his name again, home plate umpire Ben May. I'm not going to defend him, but Dairon Blanco, a rookie that has, you know, two cups of coffee in the big leagues going up against one of the greatest to ever do it, Craig Kimbrell's going to get the 50-50 call, so I understand that. And in that spot, full count, you got to be hacking. You know, I'm going to side with the pitcher. You can't leave that bat on your shoulder. I understand all of that. I feel the need to present that side of it. But T, I'm with you. Yeah, it was a bad call. It wasn't borderline. Because to me, the 3-0 pitch, the first strike, Dairon was ahead in the count 3-0 with a man on first and one out. The first strike call was borderline. But I'll give it to him. That was at least, you know, on the edge of the top of the strike zone. I'll give him that one, but the strike recall, that was below the knees. That was well below the strike zone, in my opinion. Appreciate the phone call. Hope you had a good time tonight at the ballpark. Yeah, 42,326, a real playoff atmosphere tonight in Philly. Now, in Cleveland tonight, Tim Anderson has to change his whole persona following the game tonight in Cleveland. If you haven't checked Twitter yet, I would highly encourage you to go to wherever you find your baseball highlights. I would encourage you to find this baseball highlight. Again, the game's in Cleveland. White Sox lead 5-1 as the two teams play in the bottom of the sixth inning. Jose Ramirez. You know Jose Ramirez. I know Jose Ramirez. He has beaten this franchise to a pulp consistently for what seems like a decade. He's sliding into second base head first. Tim Anderson. You know Tim Anderson. I know Tim Anderson. I just as much as I respect Jose Ramirez as a ball player, well, I can't say it's the exact same for Tim Anderson because Jose Ramirez is a, you can have a conversation about him being on a path for the Hall of Fame. Tim Anderson, not so much. And we all know Tim Anderson's history with this organization, right? Brad Keller. Anyway, so Tim Anderson's on second base, and he's waiting for the throw from the outfield to lay the tag on Jose Ramirez. And as Ramirez slides in head first, he slides between Anderson's legs, and Anderson wasn't quick to get out of the way. And it appears as if Jose Ramirez took umbrage with it. Because as he steps up, as he climbs to his feet, he puts his finger right in Tim Anderson's face. Tim Anderson responds by dropping his glove. Like he's a hockey player, and he straight up squares up, southpaw style, squares up to Jose Ramirez. Throws the first punch, a good-looking punch, like a guy that, okay, you probably have done some boxing as a workout in the past. Good-looking punch from Tim Anderson, but it missed. Jose Ramirez, meanwhile, is just flailing, just throwing haymakers. And then he lands one on the chin of Tim Anderson. It staggers him so that he just falls backwards on his ass. Dugouts and the bullpens empty out. Tim Anderson gets back to his feet, but it's over for him, right? Just like it was over for Jose Bautista to ever be a tough guy once Rougned Odor clocked him one good time. Take a listen. Here's what it sounded like on NBC Sports Chicago, the great Jason Benetti and Steve Stone.
Oscar's throw is not in time. He just missed him at second base. This is another rocket of a throw, and now...
Oh, boy.
Now.
Oh, my goodness. Here come the benches. Off we go. It started with Anderson and Ramirez. Swings being taken. Kopech had to hold him back, and everybody's spilling out here in Cleveland.
Well, now they come running out of the bullpen.
All right,
which
so that's
is a bit late, but they're adding some support to the effort.
That's the Chicago call, the Chicago television call. They seem to gloss over the fact that Tim Anderson got knocked the out. Let's take a listen real quick to the Cleveland Guardians radio network and the great Tom Hamilton.
In the diving Vaughn down the right field line, kicks into the corner. Ramirez on his way to second. Head first slide, safe, and in to score is Jimenez. And another hustle double. Right over the bag at first. Now Hosey and Anderson square off. They're fighting. They're swinging. Down goes Anderson. Down goes Anderson.
Are you kidding me? Tom Hamilton, what a call. Oh, that is fantastic. Are there two players that Royals fans, like if you could choose any two players in all of Major League Baseball and say, I want them to fight, can you pick two better options than Jose Ramirez and Tim Anderson? I'm just looking at it purely from a selfish Royals fan perspective. Two guys that I would like to see booted for a few games. You begin in the division, Byron Buxton, Carlos Correa, Jorge Polanco, wouldn't mind to see him thrown out. Boy, what a call. What a moment. Let me know, text line. Are there two players in Major League Baseball you would rather see fight than Tim Anderson and Jose Ramirez? The Jays Southland Tow Service text line, 913-586-7610. And sure, I mean, we could talk about like a real fight and, you know, Jorge Soler going up against, take your pick, really. Salvi's the name that comes to my mind right now, but Salvi just seems a little less spry than Jorge Soler, but I'm talking about big dudes. Jose Ramirez and Tim Anderson, I don't know if there are two larger villains in this division over the last 5 years, at least as far as Royals fans are concerned. Maybe Luis Robert. Yeah. All right. 913-586-7610. Again, that's 913-586-7610. Let's go through a few of these text messages as the boys fall tonight. 9-6 to the Phillies. The winning streak is over, but they played a fine game. I mentioned earlier, it really came down to Angel Zerpa needing to catch his breath, in my opinion, before serving up that three-run blast to Trey Turner in that three-run sixth inning, that game-altering sixth inning. From the text line, and the 785, Vern, I'm mystified at your blasé attitude towards the new downtown ballpark. Why do you want to talk about the downtown ballpark right now? Yeah, I don't have a strong opinion about the ballpark. Downtown, North Kansas City, personally, I'd prefer it downtown. The best drive for me, selfishly, is to leave it where it's at Kauffman Stadium. That's the shortest commute. But I can vote on it. I'll vote on it. I'll vote for it. And that's really all you can do. I'm not going to change your mind. You're not going to change my mind. That's just not how things work anymore. People don't change their mind. They get dug in. Yeah. So, I'm sorry you're so mystified by it, but I don't see what is gained by having an elongated conversation about it on this show. Sorry. Where'd that even come from? When was the last time I even mentioned the ballpark? John in Mission writes in, Vern, regarding Matt Quatrero getting thrown out, authenticity is the currency of our time. If we get reamed on a call like Dairon Blanco did in the ninth inning, I'd be more mad at Q if he didn't get thrown out. You just can't be a hothead all the time. But sometimes you've got to get mad to show your players that they are worth fighting for. Let's beat those chumps tomorrow. Signed, John in Mission. John, great text. Royals' record falls back to 40 games below 500, now 36-76, and they turn to Zach Greinke in the finale. 12:35 for the first pitch. I'll be on the air with the On Deck Show beginning at 11:30. Quick timeout. We get back to your thoughts right after this.
Burns Postgame Show on your home for Royals baseball, 610 Sports Radio, and the Odyssey app.
6-3 the score, as Steve Stewart just told you, as heard here on 610 Sports Radio. That's about as good as it was tonight, as Philly then scored six unanswered runs, and the Phillies put an end to the Royals' seven-game winning streak, 9-6. The final score. I see on the Jay Southland Tow Service text line from the 510, Vern, that four-run inning showed a potential future identity for this team, and it was awesome. That catcher, Realmuto, was helpless. Yeah, if you missed it, fifth inning, Royals at this time find themselves down 3-2. Samad Taylor leads off with an eight-pitch battle against Christopher Sanchez, the young lefty from the Phillies. Eight-pitch at-bat ending in a triple to deep left center field. Samad Taylor has now reached base safely in 11 of his 14 starts this season. So a leadoff triple, you feel pretty good that this game's going to get at least tied, right? Drew Waters then draws a walk. Dairon Blanco, even though everyone in the world has to be expecting this, drops down just a perfect bunt. Goes as a RBI bunt single. It was a sacrifice, but they call it a hit. So Dairon Blanco plates Samad Taylor, and just like that, it's first and second with nobody out. Blanco's bunt went right back to the pitcher. He tried to flip it to Realmuto at the dish, but he was way too late. Samad was in there safely, and no play at first. So first and second with nobody out, Michael Garcia puts as pretty of a swing on a slider into a right-hander as you're going to see all season. From a 23-year-old, you'll be hard-pressed to find a right-handed batter do with that slider what Michael Garcia did to it. First pitch. Slider in on the hands. He fights it to right center field for an RBI single. So Garcia's on first. Blanco goes first to third. Royals have runners on the corner, still with nobody out. You have two runs in. You're now up 4-3. Garcia then steals second, and as you just heard, steals third and trots in, scoring on that errant throw. Scoring the sixth run as Bobby Witt Jr. would drive in another run, and it turns into a 6-3 Royals lead. Unfortunately, it ends as a 9-6 Phillies victory. Phone lines are open for you, 913-586-7610. The text line is there as well. I'm still juiced after watching Tim Anderson get knocked out. Jose Ramirez. Tom Hamilton's call. Down goes Anderson. From the 816, I'd love to see Joe Kelly and Carlos Correa fight. Yeah, you're right about that. You remember Joe Kelly's the one that made the pouty baby face. Carlos Correa, you're mad. You're mad that I punched you out and everybody's booing you because you guys are cheaters. Yeah, Joe Kelly, Carlos Correa, that'd be fun. From the 816, anybody against Kyle Farnsworth? Yes, no question about it. Kyle Farnsworth, I would venture to guess, is still the toughest SOB to play professional baseball in the last. I think it went Nolan Ryan, and then he handed the baton off to Kyle Farnsworth. I think those two have held the crown for the past 60 years. Scott in Phoenix writes in, Vern, I don't need Matt Quatrero to be thrown out of games just because, but I thought that tonight's ejection was good for the team and well-timed. I thought the game turned around in the fifth inning when Davidson couldn't get a shutdown inning. All right, Scott, yeah, the fifth inning, Tucker Davidson making his Royals debut. He comes in with the Royals up at this point, right? Following that four-run fifth inning, 6-3. The lefty comes in to face the top of the Phillies lineup, and after getting Kyle Schwarber to ground out, he gives up a single to Alec Bohm and then a first-pitch home run to Bryce Harper. It wasn't the first pitch. It was back-to-back sliders. Yeah, second pitch of the at-bat. First pitch was a tasty slider that Bryce tried to hit to the moon, missed it. Freddie and Tucker decide, let's throw it again. Bryce Harper was ready for this one. He belts it 407 feet, a two-run home run, and a 3-1 lead is now a one-run 6-5 Royals lead. It was short-lived, again, Angel Zerpa giving up that three-run blast to Trey Turner in the sixth. Back to the text line, 913-586-7610. From the 816, and our buddy Raj in the Ozarks. Great job, Matt Quatrero. Not just getting tossed, but backing your players up. That's how you get players to run through a wall for you. Signed, Raj in the Ozarks. Yes, so long, again, going back to what John texted in, so long as it's authentic. Mike Matheny did all that for his guys. Most managers do it. Just maybe not as often as some of you would like. But honestly, there was about a two-month stretch where Q could get thrown out twice a week if he wanted to. You got to pick your spots or else you're just a nut. You're David Bell. You become a caricature of yourself. Katie on the East Coast writes in, Vern, you know the parent that never yells? Think everyone in the dugout's mouth was wide open watching Q chew out that umpire, and I loved every second of it. I give him a B+. Katie on the East Coast. Ryan from Olathe writes in, following this 9-6 loss to the Phillies as the 7-game winning streak is no more. Ryan writes, Vern, this loss was on the pitching for sure, but man, these umpires are absolutely awful. No excuse for that call on Dairon Blanco in the 9th inning. I don't blame him. I don't blame Matt Quatrero for being upset. That being said, let me finish by saying, go Freddie Fermin. Hey, we've mentioned Dairon Blanco a lot. Let me mention his stats. Never thought I would do this. Never thought I'd be talking about the numbers that Dairon Blanco is putting up, but look at what he's done since the All-Star break. He's hitting .370. And this is why I try to always, at least once a show, mention, hey, I'm not always right. It's just opinions here. From Freddie Fermin to Dairon Blanco, I did not see this coming. Blanco hitting .370 since the All-Star break. Now, that's 15 games. Not the biggest of sample sizes, but still, it's Dairon Blanco, a 30-year-old rookie. 15 games, 10 RBI, 7 runs scored, 7 stolen bases, an OPS of .948. The loss tonight goes to Angel Zerpa. Alec Marsh made the start. Can't believe we've gone this long without talking about the starting pitcher. It was a forgetful afternoon for Alec Marsh. 4 innings, 3 runs on 6 hits, 2 walks, and 4 strikeouts. Right out of the gate, he walks the first batter that he faces. So you know the leadoff walk's going to come around to score. As a matter of fact, 2 of the 3 runs that he allowed were 2 guys that reached via a leadoff walk. The other, Alec Bohm, who destroyed, and I mean destroyed, a hanging slider. First inning, right out of the gate, Royals down 2-0. Before Alec Marsh even recorded an out. That was his 6th start since making his big league debut. 6 starts at the big league level for the 25-year-old Alec Marsh. In those 6 starts, he's gone 27 innings. Not great, right? Less than 5 innings on average. Not great. 27 innings, 31 strikeouts. Okay, you like that. You're going to keep giving that guy an opportunity. He's going to start coming up Thursday in Boston. And even if he doesn't work out as a starter, that kind of strikeout ratio, that could work coming out of the bullpen. 31 strikeouts in 27 innings. Unfortunately, 16 walks and 10 home runs. That's an ERA of an even 7. 6 starts, a 7 ERA as a starting pitcher. Royals lose 9-6. Text line's always there for you, 913.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
eight Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away two Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win, only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
What's up? It's Draymond Green. I'm back for my 14th NBA season, and my podcast, The Draymond Green Show, is back too. This season, I'm breaking down games, reacting to the biggest NBA stories, and sitting down with teammates, rivals, and culture shapers. And trust me, I'm not holding back, on the court or on the mic. Two new episodes every week, new segments, big conversations, real basketball talk for the real hoop heads. Listen to and follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts. We're back. We're better. Let's get it.
Plateau Service text line from the 510. Vern, that four-run inning showed a potential future identity for this team, and it was awesome. That catcher, Ryomuto, was helpless. Yeah, if you missed it, fifth inning, Royals at this time find themselves down 3-2. Samad Taylor leads off with an eight-pitch battle against Christopher Sanchez, the young lefty from the Phillies. Eight-pitch at-bat ending in a triple to deep left center field. Samad Taylor has now reached base safely in 11 of his 14 starts this season. So a leadoff triple, you feel pretty good that this game's going to get at least tied, right? Drew Waters then draws a walk. Dairon Blanco, even though everyone in the world has to be expecting this, drops down just a perfect bunt. Goes as a RBI bunt single. It was a sacrifice, but they call it a hit. So Dairon Blanco plates Samad Taylor, and just like that, it's first and second with nobody out. Blanco's bunt went right back to the pitcher. He tried to flip it to Ryomuto at the dish, but he was way too late. Samad was in there safely, and no play at first. So first and second with nobody out. Mikel Garcia puts as pretty of a swing on a slider into a right-hander as you're going to see all season. From a 23-year-old, you'll be hard-pressed to find a right-handed batter do with that slider what Mikel Garcia did to it. First pitch. Slider in on the hands. He fights it to right center field for an RBI single. So Garcia's on first. Blanco goes first to third. Royals have runners on the corner, still with nobody out. You have two runs in. You're now up 4-3. Garcia then steals second, and as you just heard, steals third and trots in, scoring on that errant throw. Scoring the sixth run as Bobby Witt Jr. would drive in another run, and it turns into a 6-3 Royals lead. Unfortunately, it ends as a 9-6 Phillies victory. Phone lines are open for you, 913-586-7610. The text line is there as well. I'm still juiced after watching Tim Anderson get knocked out. Jose Ramirez. Tom Hamilton's call. Down goes Anderson from the 816. I'd love to see Joe Kelly and Carlos Correa fight. Yeah, you're right about that. You remember Joe Kelly's the one that made the pouty baby face. Carlos Correa, you're mad. You're mad that I punched you out and everybody's booing you because you guys are cheaters. Yeah, Joe Kelly, Carlos Correa, that'd be fun. From the 816, anybody against Kyle Farnsworth? Yes, no question about it. Kyle Farnsworth, I would venture to guess, is still the toughest SOB to play professional baseball in the last. I think it went Nolan Ryan, and then he handed the baton off to Kyle Farnsworth. I think those two have held the crown for the past 60 years. Scott in Phoenix writes in, Vern, I don't need Matt Quatrero to be thrown out of games just because, but I thought that tonight's ejection was good for the team and well-timed. I thought the game turned around in the fifth inning when Davidson couldn't get a shutdown inning. All right, Scott, yeah, the fifth inning, Tucker Davidson making his Royals debut. He comes in with the Royals up at this point, right? Following that four-run fifth inning, 6-3. The lefty comes in to face the top of the Phillies lineup, and after getting Kyle Schwarber to ground out, he gives up a single to Alec Bohm and then a first pitch home run to Bryce Harper. It wasn't the first pitch. It was back-to-back sliders. Yeah, second pitch of the at-bat. First pitch was a tasty slider that Bryce tried to hit to the moon, missed it. Freddie and Tucker decide, let's throw it again. Bryce Harper was ready for this one. He belts it 407 feet, a two-run home run, and a 3-1 lead is now a one-run 6-5 Royals lead. It was short-lived again on Angel Zerpa giving up that three-run blast to Trey Turner in the sixth. Back to the text line, 913-586-7610. From the 816, and our buddy Raj in the Ozarks. Great job, Matt Quatrero. Not just getting tossed, but backing your players up. That's how you get players to run through a wall for you. Signed, Raj in the Ozarks. Yes, so long, again, going back to what John texted in, so long as it's authentic. Mike Matheny did all that for his guys. Most managers do it. Just maybe not as often as some of you would like. But honestly, there was about a two-month stretch where Q could get thrown out twice a week if he wanted to. You got to pick your spots or else you're just a nut. You're David Bell. You become a caricature of yourself. Katie on the East Coast writes in, Vern, you know the parent that never yells? Think everyone in the dugout's mouth was wide open watching Q chew out that umpire, and I loved every second of it. I give him a B+. Katie on the East Coast. Ryan from Olathe writes in, following this 9-6 loss to the Phillies, as the 7-game winning streak is no more. Ryan writes, Vern, this loss was on the pitching for sure, but man, these umpires are absolutely awful. No excuse for that call on Dairon Blanco in the 9th inning. I don't blame him. I don't blame Matt Quatrero for being upset. That being said, let me finish by saying, go Freddie Fermin. Hey, we've mentioned Dairon Blanco a lot. Let me mention his stats. Never thought I would do this. Never thought I'd be talking about the numbers that Dairon Blanco is putting up, but look at what he's done since the All-Star break. He's hitting 370. this is why I try to always, at least once a show, mention, hey, I'm not always right. It's just opinions here. From Freddie Fermin to Dairon Blanco, I did not see this coming. Blanco hitting 370 since the All-Star break. Now, that's 15 games. Not the biggest of sample sizes, but still, it's Dairon Blanco, a 30-year-old rookie. 15 games, 10 RBI, 7 runs scored, 7 stolen bases, an OPS of .948. The loss tonight goes to Angel Zerpa. Alec Marsh made the start. Can't believe we've gone this long without talking about the starting pitcher. It was a forgetful afternoon for Alec Marsh. 4 innings, 3 runs on 6 hits, 2 walks, and 4 strikeouts. Right out of the gate, he walks the first batter that he faces. So you know the leadoff walk's going to come around to score. As a matter of fact, 2 of the 3 runs that he allowed were 2 guys that reached via a leadoff walk. The other, Alec Bohm, who destroyed, and I mean destroyed, a hanging slider. First inning, right out of the gate, Royals down 2-0. Before Alec Marsh even recorded an out. That was his 6th start since making his big league debut. 6 starts at the big league level for the 25-year-old Alec Marsh. In those 6 starts, he's gone 27 innings. Not great, right? Less than 5 innings on average. Not great. 27 innings, 31 strikeouts. Okay, you like that. You're going to keep giving that guy an opportunity. He's going to start coming up Thursday in Boston. And even if he doesn't work out as a starter, that kind of strikeout ratio, that could work coming out of the bullpen. 31 strikeouts in 27 innings. Unfortunately, 16 walks and 10 home runs. That's an ERA of an even 7. 6 starts, a 7 ERA as a starting pitcher. Royals lose 9-6. Text line's always there for you. 913-586-7610. And from the 417, Vern, we had a good run. Let's do it again. Yeah, I've mentioned this before. This winning streak, I had two takeaways. Number one, I thought the winning streak was a shining light on individuals more than it was the team. I thought the seven-game winning streak was, you know, Bobby Witt Jr.'s coming out party, Freddie Fermin's statement that I belong in the lineup every single day. You know, Mikel Garcia showing that even when I'm not putting up the eye-popping numbers, I'm still executing offensively, defensively, on the base paths, I'm still a winning player night in and night out. You know, Brady Singer, Carlos Hernandez, it was about your stars being stars and allowing your complementary pieces to play complementary roles. That's what I took from the seven-game winning streak. The fact of these young Royals, even a Salvador Perez, you know, Brady's not necessarily young. It was about the individuals on one side. And if I'm going to believe that this winning streak was some sort of corner being turned by this collection of talent, if I'm going to believe that, the winning streak had to end, a losing streak must happen, and they got to dig themselves out of it and give us another winning streak. Every team in baseball had won three games in a row before the Royals rattled off seven in a row. Now, I understand there's only, what, 10 other teams in baseball that have had a seven-game winning streak, so the Royals should be proud of it. But if you don't win three in a row again, if you don't have a 10-game stretch where you win half of them, six of them, if you don't validate this over the final 50 games of the season, this is going to be remembered as a fluke. The winning streak's going to be remembered as a fluke. Bobby's performance and Freddie Fermin and Salvi and Singer and Carlos and Garcia, no, those won't be remembered as flukes. But the team, the winning streak, will be dismissed rather quickly. Mikel Garcia, by the way, extended his hitting streak to a career-high 9 games. He's hitting .324 in that stretch. It matches the longest hitting streak by a Royal this season. Edward Olivares went 9 games back in April. So tomorrow it's going to be Zach Greinke squaring off with Taijuan Walker. It's a 12:35 first pitch, and I got the on-deck show beginning at 11:30. It's the finale from Philly. Royals looking to win a third straight series before hopping on a plane and heading over to Boston. I would still think they're flying. They're big leaguers. Not taking a train. Certainly not driving. Yeah, no, they'll take the plane up to Boston. Cole Reagans, Brady Singer, Jordan Lyles, Alec Marsh. I'll talk to you tomorrow at 11:30. Appreciate you listening. Chris Unocero, thanks for the help. Thanks for giving the people something to win by on the pregame show. Nice picks. All right, talk to you tomorrow, Kansas City.
You've been listening to Vern's postgame show.
Diving is MJ Melendez. Did he make that catch? He did!
Check out the All Things Vern channel on 610sports.com and the Odyssey app to stay up to date with your boys in blue.
And a swing and a miss. He struck him out with a fastball. Seventh strikeout for Daniel Lynch.
On your home of the Royals, 610 Sports Radio. We now take you back to regularly scheduled program.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's Draymond Green kicking off my 14th NBA season and the new season of my podcast. And trust me, I'm not holding back. Listen to the Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts.